evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sandpoint Auditorium for the first of two final games that will be for the home season of 2016 and 2017. After this, the Ladies will travel to Port Allsworth, I believe, and then they will go on to regionals, which is at King Cove this year. So I'm joined today by Marissa Williams. How are you doing today, Marissa?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm excited to be here, as always. We're going to have a great competition. And we are getting ready to square off. Jalea Duarte with Nicole Gunderson, Sandpoint wearing their home whites, and the black aways for King Cove. Oh, good tip-off there. Jalea is a little bit taller, but it was an even matchup, and it went straight into the hands of Lila Gunderson, so Sandpoint's going to win the tip-off. Here we go with the Eagles. The Lady Eagles taking it away. Dontessa passes Nicole, sets up a good screen. Nicole's going to take it all the way to the right-hand side and look for an opportunity. She dribbles in, takes it back out. And seeing Madison on the lower end of the post, she's going to pass it down, but it's a little low, and Madison just can't quite get her hands on it. It goes off of her hands and out of bounds. So bringing it in now from the baseline, it's going to be the King Cove Rookies. Oh, good job cutting into the paint, passing the ball downstairs to Jalea, where King Cove's going to finish it off for two. And two quick points for King Cove there, scoring out 2-0. That was Jalea Duarte, yep. The first 2 points, and Sandpoint's going to be hurting today. They don't have Justina or Brittany on the floor today, two of the most effective weapons on this team. So we're going to see what Sandpoint can do in here. Those two ladies are resting up for regionals. All right, Nicole Gunderson's got the ball now. She passes down to the bottom right-hand side on the baseline. Contact, there we go. Lila Gunderson passes back up to Dantessa, a senior, one of her last home games of the year. And that foul right there is going to be against, I think it was, Sadie Newton. Throw in now goes to Dantessa. She's going to be playing point today, a role usually played by Justina, but Danny's no stranger to playing point guard. She's done it for many years now. All right, down now to Lila Gunderson on the right-hand side, way outside the perimeter, looking for movement. Coach is, oh, there it is. He saw it wide open there on the baseline. Oh. Nicole Gunderson did a good job.
Madison for two.
There we go. Dantessa finishes the job on the putback. She got a good rebound. Oh, fast transition. King Cove moved the ball down the court real fast there. Jalea Duarte got it on the lower post. She was trying to finish it off again, but she just couldn't quite do it, so she was passing across the post. Goes out of bounds, tipped off the fingers of King Cove. So here's a throw in. Full court pressure coming right now by King Cove. They're going to let the pressure up pretty easily, though, and let Sandpoint pass over. Emily Voss is in the game right now, and she's going to have the ball stripped out of her hand. Sadie Newton with a steal, and Emily follows her all the way up. But good job by Sadie, keeping composure and putting it into the basket. 6 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. The score is 4-2. Sandpoint with the ball. Dantessa now calling the play into action. She's got movement on the right-hand side. Comes up Nicole Gunderson. She'll take it far outside three-point line. Passing it down. That was Lila cutting across the post, getting open on the right-hand bottom block, but no joy there, so she'll pass it back outside. Those close passes can be hard. So Nicole saw Abby. She passed it really hard. It was a little high, and Abby just had to go out of her fingers and out of bounds on the sideline. So Sandpoint with the ball, or King Cove with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
On the floor, we have Elena Mack, also Bethany, she is here. Emily Brandle, also Jalea, McKenna Gould, and Sadie Newton starting out here for the King Cove rookies. And there's a violation right there. Will be a turnover. King Cove had possession, and there was a violation turning the ball over to Sandpoint. On the floor for Sandpoint, we have Dantessa, also Abigail Voss, Nicole Gunderson, Lila Gunderson, and rounding up the top five, a senior, Madison Thompson, one of her final games here in Sandpoint. Good long pass to Abby. She's going to keep it under control, take it towards the top of the key, and the Eagles will pass it all the way around now to the other side. Good screen set by Dantessa, leaves Nicole open to drive the baseline. She puts up a jumper from about 3 feet out. It goes off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to King Cove, a great steal.
Sandpoint steals.
Good steal there by Dantessa. She sees opportunity on a long lob of a pass and just picks it right up. And Dantessa now going to take it.
Passes it to Madison. Madison goes in. Oh, passes out to Nicole.
Good job by Nicole. Now taking it back outside the perimeter. She's got Jalea all over
Madison
her.
Madison misses it.
She missed it, but that was a foul. So she'll go to the line for a chance for two now.
Who is it against?
That was Jalea fouling her, playing on the post. Good job by Madison being aggressive. The score is 4-2 right now with 4:50 left to go in the first quarter. Sandpoint hanging on in there despite not having their two strongest offensive players.
Madison makes their free throw shot.
Good job there by Madison making that count. bounce off the glass. Here's your second attempt.
Oh, it goes out. Jayla gets it. King Cole goes down the court.
They're moving real quick on the transition. That was a good job there by Emily Brandel cutting up the post, and she gets fouled on the way there. She was trying to split past two defenders.
Still get the point?
Nope. That was the shot was a little late, and a little contact there called, I think, on number five, Nicole Gunderson. She's going to watch out. Nicole is a she gets into foul trouble pretty easily. So throwing in underneath their own basket, King Cove is going to have a throw in. They get it in, take a shot from the baseline.
10-point gets the ball back. Madison throws it down to Abigail Voss. Abigail throws it to Madison. She just barely misses it.
It's a good job there trying to move the ball up with the passes. It's just a little too hard, though. So King Cove's going to take possession now. We have Emily Brandel playing point guard. She'll take it up the right-hand side. And Lila, as a freshman, is doing a great job defending her. She's going to set Elena up. Oh, long shot from downtown. Elena Mack drains it for three. Making it now 7-3. King Cove getting a little bit of a lengthier lead now with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Here's Santessa now. She pulls up her dribble, has Nicole cutting in. She drives the paint, puts up a shot about 5 feet out.
Rebound by Madison. And again, it's in for two.
Good job. Yep. Count the basket as Madison gets fouled, too. McKenna Gold, second on McKenna Gold. Third team foul for King Cove now. And, yeah, that's going to be a chance for 3 points now as Madison goes to the line. Her shot counted. Drains it. Good job there by Madison. We have a substitution on the floor. Jalea is going to sit down. Actually, that foul is on Jalea, not McKenna. Monica Yachmanev is going to come in. Coach Paul Barker is going to take one of his strongest post players out and try Monica, who plays a really good job on the sixth man or sixth woman. Good pass to Elena. She's going to drive in now to the top of the free throw line, trying to pass it down the post to McKenna, but swing is stripped away by Sam Point. Santessa on the fast break, but she's got defenders coming all over her. She'll jump stop and take it hard off the glass, but rebound by Lila Gunderson. Good job by Lila. 3:30 to go here. Sam Point has the ball. They're only down by one. Oh, Abby was left wide open in the paint. She fires it off about 5 feet out. No good. Madison on the putback. No good that time either. Good effort there by Sam Point. Lila comes up from behind and strips it from Emily's hands, though. Sam Point will get another chance at the basket. They're playing some killer defense tonight.
Santessa for two, and it's good.
Sam Point takes the lead now, 8-7. Good job just working her way there in the paint, taking a tough shot, but it goes down. Here's Elena Mack now with the ball. She has Sadie underneath. Oh, attempted reverse layup, but the ball is deflected by Madison. Good job there. Good move of the ball by King Cove. Sadie did a good job taking to the opposite side of the post, but, man, she had defenders all over there. Madison kept it clean and deflects the ball. Nicole's going to sub out, and in will come Emily Voss, another large post player. She's very tall. Three on the clock now, throwing in. McKenna Gold gets an inbound pass, but it's going to go a little bit around the top of the rim and not outbounds, but picked up by Lila Gunderson. Oh, Emily dribbles right past her defender, pulls up for a jumper about 10 feet out. It's going to go off the back of the iron. King Cove on the rebound, and Sadie Newton doing some good ball handling. Pass it all the way across to McKenna for a long shot for two. That one also goes off the back iron. But Emily Brandel will pull down the board for King Cove, and the rookies will have another chance. She drives in. Emily Brandel, she penetrates, sends it back out, though, kicks it back out to Elena, who will dribble her way into the paint and takes a shot for two, and there it is. King Cove takes the lead again. Score now 9-8. Sam Point down by one, but it's a good job going back and forth. It's been a really good game so far.
Yeah, it has. Everyone's doing a really good job keeping the pace going.
Yep, the pace has been very good. Oh, there we go. Hillary Seifert, she's been the T-shirt lady all season, throwing them out there to the crowd. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for her to throw it over here one time. Oh. I'm going to start waving my hand out the window, see if she can lob it up this way. Good at Sam Point. Oh, we got the pep band now. They did a great job with the Star Spangled Banner. You know, it's really hard with a music program out here because they don't have consistent music teachers. Changing all the time. Last year they didn't really have a music teacher, more of an art thing in Spanish.
They sound pretty good this year.
Yes. Coming off, they've had Lauren, who's done a great job. Lauren Spilling done a great job. And here we go. Speaking of great job, both these ladies' teams playing their last time here in Sam Point for the season. The score is 9-8. King Cove up by one. three team fouls, though. You want to do a quick breakdown for the points? Who's the lead scorer right now for King Cove?
That would be Elena Mack with 5 points. And we have Jayla Duarte with 2 and Sadie Newton with 2. For Sandpoint, we have Madison Thompson as our lead scorer. She has 6 and Antezza with 2.
It's been a Madison Thompson show. All those have been on the putback, too, getting the rebound and putting it up underneath the post. All right, Sandpoint's going to get the ball. Oh, stripped away. Emily Randall sees the ball right there in the goodie basket. She strips it out from Abigail's hands, and King Cove moves the ball all the way across the perimeter. Oh, lines up Elena for that three-pointer. You can't leave her open on the perimeter like that. She's going to drain it every time. 12-8 now the score. King Cove up by 4.
Elena's got 8 points now.
Oh, deflection there. Okay, they're going to have a foul there on Elena, number 20, and Elena's going to have to. She's making some interesting hand motion there. I don't know what that means. She's a really funny person, though. She was doing the announcing with Paul at the end of the try and tip-off, and she was hilarious. But that was the full-court pressure off the point left Lila wide open underneath the basket. So they did a long cross-court pass, got Lila open, but Elena transitioned quick, deflected the ball, and drew the foul.
Lila's first shot's no good.
She'll line up again for another one. The score remains 12-8. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Let's see what Lila can do here with her second attempt. Dribbling, gets her phase.
And it's good for 2.
Banks it in.
One.
That's 1. Yep, that one will be good for 1. Banks it in off the glass. 12-9 now the score. Here's King Cove with the ball. Monica Yachman is going to get the pass from Emily Brannell. She tries to penetrate but kicks it back outside. Screens to allow Emily to get wide open. Takes a shot. Nicole Gunnarsson checks back in. She gets a rebound, passes it, but right into the hands of Emily Brandle, who will send it down the post. So McKenna Gold takes a shot and gets it for 2. 14-9 now. King Cove extends their lead. Nicole Gunnarsson gets the ball now. Good job by Sandpoint. Bringing the pass. Oh, she drives into the lane, picks up speed, and fires it off. No good, but man, there's Lila Gunnarsson picking up the rebound and putting it in. 14-11 now. King Cove up by 3. Elena Mack gets the pass. She tries to get past Emily Voss. They both competed against each other in cross-country this year. Sending it down to the perimeter now. Shot taken by Monica. That's no good, but on the putback, McKenna Gold finishes the job. Good for 2. 16-11 now. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Abigail gets the ball now for Sandpoint and finds Dantessa towards the half-court line. Oh, tough screen by Nicole will send Sadie down to the ground. Passing it down to Emily Voss, and Nicole's, like, the screen was so hard, and Sadie was going full steam. She just falls down to the ground, and Nicole's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to. But it leaves open the offense to get the shot fired. 16-13 now. Sandpoint still down by 3. Sadie's left wide open for 3, looking for some redemption, but I think it's going to be a travel. Yeah, she took 2 steps there. She took 2 steps to line up her shot before she fired, and that's a travel. Christine Eichley's going to come in, and Sadie will sit down. Also, we'll see Jalea Duarte check back in. And Emily Brandle will sit back down. On the floor for Sandpoint, we got Dantessa, Abby, Lila, Emily Voss, and also Nicole Gunnarsson. Danny takes it out to the half-court line. She's got 26 seconds left. Oh, Lila's left open down on the post. Good job by Elena putting a hand in her face. Lila's shot goes hard and high. Elena drives hard towards the basket, takes it coast-to-coast, puts it to the layup on the right-hand side. No good, but the rebound gets stripped away by King Cove, so the rookies have another chance. Good ball handling by Elena. She takes it back outside the perimeter, fires off a jumper, it goes off the back of the rim. But do you see that? Do you see that dribble work that she did? She, like, crossed it over, hops inside the perimeter, but totally fakes out and, like, rabbit steps behind and takes a shot for 3. And there at the buzzer, the shot's no good. Nicole does a long one from the half court, picked up on the rebound by Jalea, but with 1.2 seconds, nothing you can do with the ball. And there we go at the half. At the quarter, I should say, it's going to be 16-3. Virgil, we'll send it back to you for a real quick word from our sponsor.
If I turn my mic on, I can speak. Thank you very much, Austin. Austin and Marissa Williams, bringing you live coverage. A little technical difficulties. Here is a big thank you to the folks that help keep this public station on the air.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, tell Alaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigin Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
And going back to the Sandpoint Gymnasium, Austin Roof and Marissa Williams.
Yes, sir. We are underway now. If you're just joining us, the score is 16-13. King Cove's up by three. Sandpoint's down those more than just points. They're down their two of their strongest players. Brittany and Justina are sitting out. There was a foul called by Dantessa. She was trying to get the rebound back and put a little contact on the rookies. So King Cove's going to have the ball now. Oh, pivoting in, looking for a three. It's going to be a jump ball there as Monica pulled up her dribble, kept the ball right there around her stomach, though, and Abigail and Lila did a good job seeing the opportunity and grabbed the ball. Subbing in now, Dantessa's going to sit down, and Lindsay Dushkin will come back in. Good to see Lindsay here on the floor, coming in as a freshman. King Cove has the ball, passing it over to Emily Brandle. Emily's going to look at the three. She pivots or pump fakes, doesn't take it, takes it back over to the other side of the key, and now passes it over to Monica Yesterday. Monica gets a screen. And on the pick and roll, McKenna gets the ball. She looks at it, but she's at the half court line and has two defenders all over her. Playing a 2-3 zone right now is what's happening. Sandpoint's in a 2-3 zone, so they're doing a good job shifting. Monica's going to take a long shot for three. No good, but man, she follows up and gets her own rebound. Madison trying to keep a good body on her. She does. And the rebound goes to Nicole, but she just fires off the outlet pass too quick, and the person's not ready for it, so it's going to get stripped away again. Nicole kind of needs to look for an opportunity on the outlet pass. See who's ready for it. So King Cove now with the ball again, moving it around. They see McKenna Gold on the right-hand side. McKenna sends it all the way to the top of the three-point line now, where Emily Brandle directing her players, telling them to set up the play. All right, she has her players lined up now. Over to Elena. Elena on the left-hand side. Good triangling the pass there. There's three passes as they're just like ladder walking down with the passes, and the shot's no good. But, man, another steal on the defense, and King Cove just keeping Sandpoint on the defense right now, as just can't quite get it out.
Emily Brandle's got the ball. She's setting up her team, looking for someone to throw it to. She throws it to number 20, Elena Mack. She dribbles, throws it to McKenna. McKenna throws it back. And the foul was called.
Contact foul there. It's going to be on Sandpoint as Elena was trying to slowly work her way down there. And the foul, we'll see what's on, maybe Lila, I think. So that'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket. The score remains 16-13, and I think we'll have a substitution, Sadie Newton's coming in. On the floor, we have Sadie, Jalea, also McKenna, Elena, who takes another shot for three and drains it, her third three-pointer, 19-13 now. And Sandpoint struggling here offensively, trying to get the ball going. But they do. Good job by Lila getting a long pass.
Tries it in. It gets stolen.
Yep, ball stolen there as they're trying to pass over to Madison. And Jalea is going to take it all the way up, but passes it back outside. And here's King Cove with the ball. Elena drives into the post.
Good for two.
Woo. Fires it off there. Hook shot. Dr. J status on that one. 21-13 now. And King Cove kind of coming alive here on the quarter. Contact there against McKenna Gold as she was tracking down Abigail. Abby Voss doing a good job driving up the sideline and getting the foul. It's going to be the 15th foul. Yep. Two more fouls will send Sandpoint into bonus, which will allow them to go to the line every time. We got a cheer there as Lila sits down, and in will come Nicole Gunnarsson again, who I think has two fouls on her, so she's going to have to watch out. Good screen. Sets up Dantessa to drive all the way over to the other side of the perimeter. Back up to Abby. A pass there gets stripped away by McKenna Gold. She saw that one coming a mile away, but good transition on the defense. Sandpoint gets back there and forces a tough shot for King Cove. Doesn't go down, but McKenna Gold on the rebound. She'll put it up in for two. 23-13, and now it's a 10-point game with 5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Sandpoint's having a real hard time. Yep, there's that pass to Lindsay Dushkin. Gets stripped away by Sadie. She's going to drill past some defenders. And, yep, there's the whistle there as Madison Thompson got right there in front of Emily Brandle and deflects the ball and draws contact. No, sorry, Sadie Newton at that one. So Sadie's going to go to the line for a chance for two. standpoint, they're going to be struggling here. I think they're trying to run out of steam. They're short on players. City's first attempt won't go down. And Christine Eichle is going to sub in for McKenna Gould. And Abby's going to sit down. And, oh, Brittany Gardner's going to come in. She's feeling it. She did not start, and her jersey was on. She didn't seem like she was ready to check in. I think she's got a minor injury.
80 second is good for two.
Just one. That one's going to be good for one. Yep, but 24-13 is the score now, and here comes Nicole. Man, she's really starting to drive in. Great job seeing the lane all the way from the top of the perimeter and drives hard into the basket. Man, she's doing great on that drive today. She'll put it up in for two, 24-15, standpoint with a nine. Uh-oh, Sadie for three. No good, though. Ball knocked out of the hands of Sadie, who had the board.
Standpoint steals it. That was Lindsay.
Yep, Lindsay was running up the ball, and she saw Brittany Gardner cutting towards the basket, and it's deflected out of bounds off the baseline. Last touch by Emily Brandle. Good defense by Emily breaking up that play. Oh, a fast inbound pass to Nicole, who is wide open but not looking at the ball. Almost goes out of bounds, but Dantessa runs that one down.
Throws it to Lindsay, throws it to Brittany. Brittany goes in. Good for two.
Oh, she loses the ball, but she catches her own missed dribble, and then fires one off and in for two. Good to have Brittany back in the game. Great player. 24-17. Emily takes her shot for three. It's going to be hard and off the glass, and it goes really hard off the glass. She chased it down. Lindsay almost had it. Lindsay's faster than that. I coached her in cross country. She should have chased that one down. Here's a whistle, and I think it's going to be a foul against Brittany. Contact against Emily, who had the ball. Just under four to go here in the first half. You're tuned in to KSDP. We're live in Sandpoint, and if you are here in Sandpoint, come on down. Oh, Nicole Bear, watch out, putting that contact right there on Jalea. Sets up Elena for her three-point shot. That's her fifth three-point shot. Doesn't go down, but she rebounds, sends it down to the top of the free throw line for Jalea, who will fire off a shot. No good, but foul called there. And that was on Jalea. She put a body on top of Nicole, who was dribbling out. And Nicole is surprising everybody here as she gets the ball and just turns and burns. Lila's going to come back in for Lindsay. Lindsay doing a great job coming in there off the bench as a freshman.
Tessa takes it down, passes to Madison. Madison goes in, good for two.
Good drop set there by Madison. She broke past the defense, got in there, split past two different defenders, puts in 24-19. Kinko fires off a fast shot. It's no good. Brittany's got the rebound, and she's moving fast. Elena does a good job getting right next to her.
Throws it to Lila. Lila takes it back out.
She's got Jalea all over her, but she's able to make a pass happen to Madison, who sees Nicole wide open. Fires off.
No.
Oh, just off the back of the rim. Jalea with the rebound, and here comes Kinko moving quick. Emily Brandle now. She's going to take a long shot for two. Drains it. Sinks that two-point shot. 26-19 now. Just under three to go. Sandpoint doing a good job. That was Emily Brandle for two. And that's Brittany Gardner. She's going to get the ball. Good passing by Sandpoint all the way around the perimeter. Danny trying to get past Elena. She goes in, sends it back out. Underhand pass to Nicole, but that's going to get picked off.
Steals it. Jalea takes it down the court.
Yep, good job there by Jalea, seeing that pass coming a mile away. It was kind of an underhanded lob, and you never want to do that. That's just going to be stolen every time. But foul on Sandpoint, 35. Was that on Jalea? Let's see who they call that on. Yeah, no, it was Sandpoint, the third foul on Dantessa. Jalea was breaking in. You only get five fouls before you foul out, so Dantessa's going to watch out with three before the third quarter. She's going to have to sit out for a while. Almost loses the ball there, but Emily keeps her grip on it, passes it over to Elena, who penetrates. Oh, the defense collapses on her, leaving McKenna wide open. Oh! Good job getting roped in there. That was Christine Eichle versus Emily Voss, and if you can see the size difference there between those two, that's not something you want to tangle with. Emily rips the ball, but gets a jump ball. And here we go, 2:16 left here in the first half, six fouls apiece. The ball in the hands of Sandpoint. Oh, Brittany gets past the defense, fires off a left side shot, no good. Emily gets a rebound, kicks it back out to Lila. Lila shoots it in from about 5 feet out, no good. And rebound goes to McKenna, who does a good job. She threw the ball in off of Emily's body, and it goes out of bounds, last touch by Sandpoint. It's kind of a trick that the kids have been using a lot more this year that I've noticed, where they're pinned down and they throw it in off the other person's body so it goes out of bounds on the opposing player. 1:50 to go. McKenna gets the ball into the paint, puts up a shot, no good, but she follows her own board, puts up a second attempt. That one no good, but Sadie Newton's going to give her hand at it. That one also no good, but Madison gets the board for Sandpoint. Oh, no block called there as McKenna gets right in front of Brittany. Picked up there as the ball goes wild by Emily Brandel. Nice bounce pass over to McKenna. To McKenna Gould. And McKenna finishes that one. And so with 90 seconds on the clock there, 28-19 is the score. Sandpoint, this guy, or King Cove, kind of crept up on us there, scoring some points. It was really fast-paced, so you couldn't really tell what was happening, but they were finishing their baskets every time.
Definitely.
Real fast-paced game here tonight. Having a lot of fun watching this one. Sandpoint and King Cove have been playing each other a lot this season, so they know each other really well. Even without Justina Parami, Sandpoint's still doing a good job maintaining energy, maintaining intensity, and staying right there, closing the gap every now and then. But King Cove holds on to the lead.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, that was a tough one right there. Brittany had the ball, and McKenna got right in front of her. McKenna was still having her feet moving and knocked the ball wild from Brittany's hands. That could have been a blocking call, but, you know, it's easy to referee up from the stands, as they say. So, but these two teams are looking great. They're just getting ready for next week's games. We're going to have New Halen come down to King Cove, and then Sandpoint's going to go to Port Allsworth and play against the Lynx there. And then the weekend after this, we're going to have regionals, which we're all really excited about. And KSCP is going to bring you the best coverage we can.
Out of King Cove and Manicotic.
Yes.
Right?
Manicotic. We're going to try to get the boys covered in Manicotic. And hopefully we're going to have Amy Mack covering this game coming up here at 7:30. So we're going to try to get a hold of her at halftime and tell you what she says. We'll keep our ears peeled there. Oh, Emily left wide open after the timeout. Oh, it just goes all the way up to the top of the rim and back down. No good.
King Cove steals it, brings it down the court.
Pass over to McKenna, who sends it to the top of the free throw line. Oh, that pass through about four different Eagles was not going to make it to its intended receiver. Sandpoint steals the ball. Oh, but throws it away. Picked up by Monica. Monica Yetchenev drives the sideline, passing it down to Emily, who gets past the defenders and puts up a shot about 5 feet out. No good. 47 seconds left to go, and Nicole gets a rebound. And out of bounds, last touch by King Cove. Elena got right in front of Nicole there and sends the ball out of bounds. So the score remains 28-19 with 44 seconds left to go. As I was saying, we'll let you know here what we're going to do in the next game. At 7:30, the boys will square off in King Cove. Hopefully we should have that game covered. Oh, pass over to Lila. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Emily, who is trying to hunt that one down. Good defense there. Brittany is going to sit down, and Lindsay Dushkin will check in. We have 33 seconds left to go here in the first half.
Lindsay passes it to Lila. Lila goes for three. It's good.
Down it for the tray at the top of the three-point line. 28-22 now. Sandpoint trying to recover some points here. Good fast transition leaves Monica open, and she drains the field goal for two. Long shot. Lindsay gets past the defense. Oh, with the ball stripped out of her hands by Sadie Newton. Good job by Emily Vosso putting some defense in front of her. So Emily Brandel's going to drive it up. Defense collapses on Emily, leaving McKenna open for a two-point shot, and that leaves it now 32-22. And there's a buzzer as King Cove tries to move, or Sandpoint tries to move it up the sideline to get that final shot in. No opportunity. And at the end of the first half, it's been a back-and-forth game, but the final score at the halftime will be 32-22. Marissa, would you like to break down the scores for us?
Who was that last shot first?
Ooh, that last shot was McKenna, I believe.
McKenna for two. All right. McKenna on King Cove's 10 points. Elena Mack with three three-pointers, 13 points. Sadie Newton with three. Emily Brandel with two. Monica Yachinoff with two. And Jalea Duarte with two. Sandpoint and Tessa has two. Madison has eight. Nicole has two. Emily Voss has two. Brittany Gardner has two. And Lila Gunderson has six.
Good job from these two teams. It's been a great, intense game. There's about 16 fouls per team, so we'll see how foul trouble comes into play later here. All right, so there we go. It's a halftime. We've got 10 minutes on the clock. Virgil, we're going to send it back to you.
All right, thank you much. I'll let you take a break, put you in queue, and give one last shout-out to our underwriters. This is a new one. Thank you very much for supporting Community Radio KSDP, local basketball all of those fun things. This is Virgil. We'll be back in T-minus 10 minutes.
The John Gould & Sons Company would like to remind parents that drug abuse is no joking matter. Please sit down and talk with your kids, even the youngest ones, about the dangers of experimenting with unknown substances. A short talk on your part today may save a life tomorrow. This message, sponsored by the John Gould & Sons Company. The John Gould & Sons Company, proud sponsors of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting.
Black Friday rule?
Oh, what?
Yeah, why not?
Thanks.
You can take your little jiggy pills at the end, yeah? You ready? One, two, one, two, three, four. Once again, so I dream of a man whose hopes never end, to kiss with a girl who's as lovely as you. I'd give you my heart if you gave me the truth, and for every tear that is lost from an eye, I'd dig me a well where no man could destroy. I want to believe in a freedom that's bold, but all I remember is the freedom of old. Yep. Well, I lost me a wife, so I found me a plane. Flew all the way to California, I ain't. This mess in my head is a mess getting out. You drink too much coffee, I drink too much stout. But after when my mouth ain't so dry, I'll bounce up a storm, sure life's looking fine. But as darkness falls, I return to my bed. Don't ask me more questions, don't fuck with my hands. I've been down in this world, down and almost broken, like thousands of people left standing in their shoe. I've been down in this world, down and almost broken, as thousands they grieve, as the Black Friday rule. As thousands they grieve as the Black Friday rolls. Hey. As thousands they grieve as the Black Friday rolls. As thousands they grieve as the Black Friday rolls. Yep.
Thank you.
like, wow. It's like, giddy up.
Antoine with Bubble Up. We are back to basketball. Here you go, Austin.
We're underway here. King Coe's going to have the ball. They're passing it back and forth on the top of the perimeter, looking for an opportunity, setting screens, looking for an opening to penetrate in. But Elena is not going to see it, so they're going to keep passing the ball. In the hands of Emily Braille now. So a foul away from the ball. And that's going to be McKenna Gold. I think maybe it was 3 seconds in the paint. So a violation there. It's going to be a turnover, and Sam Point with the ball now. Passing into the post now, Madison Thompson. Works her way past Emily Brandel. Big mismatch there. Madison is just too much for Emily to handle in defense, but the shot's a little bit over, and
Emily steals it, runs it down the court, loses the ball.
That was a good job there. Emily was trying to bounce past it across the post, but Dan Tessa gets her foot in the way there and knocks it out. Good job to start in the play. Elena fires off a three. That one goes around the top of the rim and back out. Jalea is back in the game now for King Cove. Elena, Emily, Jalea, McKenna, and Sadie in for the rookies. Ball gets stolen right there by King Cove, Sam Point, I mean, and now Dan Tessa is going to drive up. She's got Emily Voss for three. It's got a good line. Oh, just at the back of the rim. Rebound over to McKenna Gold. King Cove still up by 10.
Lena takes it down, goes for the two, misses. Rebound by Jayla. Doesn't make it. Nicole steals it, goes down the court.
Good job by Nicole getting that rebound, sending it all the way over to Madison. She misses it, but soaring through the air. Nicole gets the rebound mid-air, fires it off balance, and finishes it. That was an amazing play. 32-24 now with 6:30 to go. Fast-paced game. Emily for two, off the back iron, gets her own rebound and takes it back outside. She hands it off now to Sadie, who's guarded by Emily. Poke out there. McKenna had the ball, but she's able to maintain it. Gets over to Emily for a long shot for two.
Nicole makes the ball go out. Now it's white ball. Nicole's going to take it in. Passes it to Denteza. Denteza passes it to number 45. Abigail passes it back to Nicole.
There's a little contact of that one as Dantessa got the ball in the air and Sadie put a body on her. It's going to go out of bounds, though. Last touch by Stan Point. Score remains. King Cove up by 8. 6 to go here in the third quarter. This is Austin Roof, and I'm joined here by Marissa. We're here today and tomorrow. And then Amy Mack's going to do the boys' game coming up next. Elena has to pull up her dribble and fake, looks for a shot, can't get it in, passes into the paint, and the ball is stolen by Dantessa.
She brings it down the court, waits for her team to set up, passes it to Lila, who passes it to Madison, tries for two. Rebound is stolen by Jayla, passes it to number 25, who passes it to?
Elena Mack there. Elena doesn't see an opportunity, so she's going to send it up towards the free throw line for Jalea to finish it up. King Cove takes the lead and steals the ball off the inbound pass. Full court pressure. Ooh, extending their lead now to 12 off that inbound pass steal on the full court press. Here we go. Eagles, we're going to get past it. They do. Oh, but Madison doesn't see the pass coming. It's thrown right into the hands of Jalea. And there's a whistle on that play. It's going to turn around now. Looks like that was a violation. Abby's going to sit down, and in will come Brittany Gardner. Brittany Gardner checks in now for the Eagles. And on the floor, we have Dantessa, Nicole, also Lila Gunnarsson, Brittany Gardner, and Madison Thompson. Passing it all the way over to the top post. Oh, Lila gets the ball, but she's got contact there by Emily Randall. Emily's going to draw the pushing foul. And that's going to be a couple of fouls for her, maybe just two. We'll find out here in just a second. Oh, third for Emily. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Throwing it in now. Lila's trying to pass it to the post, but it gets stolen by McKenna. That's a hard one. Elena moving quickly now, looking for a chance. She takes a shot. No good. McKenna muscles her way in there for that rebound. You see that? Threw her shoulder down and just put her body right in there to get it. Brittany works hard to drill past McKenna, and she does. She gets past the full court press. Good ball handling and good speed there by Brittany Gardner. And Sam Point now needs a couple points on the board. They're down by 14.
Madison still throws it in. Good for two.
Good job by Madison Thompson there. Working the post well on the bottom block. 38-26. There's a long shot by Elena. It's not going to be any good. Off the back of the iron. And goes out of bounds on the sideline. Christine Eichley's going to sub in now as Jalea sits down. Jalea Duarte sits down and Christine comes in. 4 minutes to go here in the third. Sam Point has the ball. Dantessa with a cross-the-court pass to Lila. Almost loses control, but she does a good job maintaining her grip on the ball. Nicole turns and burns, gets into the baseline, hard cross the post pass, and Madison goes off her fingers, but Brittany gets it and fires off a three. She's laughing. It goes over the top of the rim. Brittany's always has a good attitude on the court. But it was a good shot. You know, she had the wide open shot. She should have taken it, so I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Sandpoint sits back into their 2-3 zone, and you see it's a zone. They got two on the top, three on the back, and they're shifting. Oh, but they trap there at the half court line. Dantessa's playing kind of like a swing position where she comes up there and traps at the half at the free throw line. Oh, drains it. Nothing but net. Emily Brandel for 3 points, 41-26, and that is soul crushing. Almost as soul crushing as that steal there as Emily gets the ball in the full court press, tries to drive it coast to coast. Oh, and Dantessa just knocks the ball hard and hits Emily in the chest there, and she goes down kind of hard, and Dantessa working hard to try and get the ball. It goes out of bounds, last touch by her, and she's going to sub out because that's four fouls now for Dantessa. Senior night here, and Danny's working on fouling out. Here's a throw-in to Elena Mack, and Elena is going to pass it up to the top of the post or top of the three-point line, but we'll get the ball right back by Emily Brandel. Trying to look for an opening here. They send it down to the post. Christine Eichley looks up at Emily Voss, who's just subbed in right there in front of her. So they'll kick it back out to the perimeter. Emily takes a shot for three. No good. Follows up for her own rebound, though. Second attempt also is no good. Nicole getting down the board and trying to pass it to Madison. Nicole is great at getting the rebound, but the outlet pass is where she's struggling today. They're getting stripped away or stolen. Buzzer there as they're going to reset this one. There's a little bit of confusion on the court. 41-26. King Cove starting to slowly inch away here and run away with this one. We're down Justina Parami, and Brittany Gardner is not 100%, so she didn't start the game here today. So Sandpoint not their top. Here comes Nicole. She's got the ball, gets past half court, and is met by Elena Mack. Looking for an opening. Hard pass goes behind Brittany Gardner. She tries to reposition. She's like a wide receiver for football, moving back and forth, looking for an opportunity to try to get the ball. It goes behind her, though, and outbound, so King Cove's going to have possession. Nice two-man trap there at the half court, but King Cove works past it and puts the ball down to the post where Christine Eichley turns into the paint and puts up a shot for two. No good, outbounds, tipped out by Sandpoint, so King Cove will throw in from the baseline. McKenna Gold calling her troops into order, looking for an opportunity. She fires it in.
Nicole steals it, passes it to number 45, Abigail Voss. She brings it in, passes it out to Brittany. Brittany passes to Madison, goes for the three, and it's good.
Drains it, nothing but net. Good job by Madison, much needed for Sandpoint there. 41-29 now with 2:30 to go. Travel there as Sadie Newton two-steps it, trying to get past the defense. She kind of stutter-stepped and was looking for an opportunity to get past. Emily Brandel's going to check back in here for the rookies, and it looks like Emily Voss will as well for Sandpoint. Sadie Noon's going to sit down, and for Emily...
Madison.
She'll replace Madison. 2:18 left here in the third. Brittany Gardner playing point guard, calls a play into motion. Sees Abby at the top of the three-point line. She'll move forward a little bit. Doesn't like what she sees, so she'll kick it back over to Brittany. Drives into the paint. Over to Emily. Goes off of Emily's fingertips, though, and into the hands of Nicole, who finishes it. Good for two. We're back to a 10-point game here. Here's Emily Brandel moving quickly for the rookie. She goes into the lane, fires off a layup from about 3 feet out. No good. Three-second violation right there off of two different players. That was Christine Eichley and Emily Brandel spending a little too much time in the paint. Here we go, Sandpoint with possession now, moving quickly on the transition, trying to catch the defense off guard. Oh, Brittany drives in, but gets blocked there, so she sends it into the paint, but no one's waiting for it, so it's going to get picked up by King Cove. Good teamwork there by Elena and McKenna Gold with a cross-the-post pass, wide open for the layup. 43-31 now is the score. King Cove up by 12.
Brittany passes it down, passes it to Nicole, passes it to Emily, back to Brittany. And over to Nicole. Nicole throws it up, doesn't make it.
Rebound in the hands of Sandpoint, though, as they fire off about two, three different shots there, and all of them were just a little too hard off the back of the iron. It goes out of bounds again. This time, touch. touched by King Cove, and just before that play got underneath the way, they were trying to sub in there, but just didn't happen in time. So with 1:11 on the board, 1:11 left in the third quarter, we're having a little bit of discussion between the referees and the board. King Cove's up by 12, the score 43-31. Let's see if they'll let Jalea sub in. Yep, Christine Eichley going to sit down, and Jalea Duarte will come in. And again, after this, the boys are going over at King Cove. Amy Mack will have the coverage. Inbound pass goes to Lila. She can't finish it, but Nicole does. Gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Good job there by Nicole. 10-point game here as Monica gets the ball. She tries to drive into the baseline and puts up a jumper. It goes out of bounds, though. Last touch by Sandpoint. Good job by Emily Brandel protecting the ball as it went out of bounds so Sandpoint couldn't get it. Oh, McKenna's left wide open for a long two. It's no good off the inbound pass, but Jalea pulls down the rebound. Good job, though, by Brittany Gardner poking the ball out of bounds, and that'll be a throw-in from the sideline for King Cove. Whoa, way across the court pass. Elena gets it. She penetrates into the free throw line, puts up a shot. No good. Rebound fought for, but Abigail gets it, and she quickly outlets it over to Nicole Gunnerson, who's driving real fast. She has quite a dribble today. Lila's wide open for three. Oh, it kind of pivots there in the midair, but goes off the left-hand side, and no good. 43-33 is the score with 30 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Sandpoint trails by 10. Half-court trap there. Abby and Brittany force King Cove to pass. Jalea turns into the paint. Passes it, though, as she has two defenders covering her as she was on the bottom block. Her attempted pass goes out of bounds. Last touch by King Cove. 23 seconds to go here, 43-33. Lila with the ball. Sandpoint looking for one more shot here before they wrap up the quarter.
Passes it to Brittany, passes it to Abigail.
Oh, and there's a deflection right there by Elena. It's going to be a foul, though. And that will send Abby to the line for two. Second time that Elena's had deflections like that where she's gotten called for a foul. And Elena, just one heck of a player. It's going to be, I think, her second foul tonight. Both of them off the deflection attempts.
Abigail throws it up. And it's good for one.
Good shot there by Abby. Hard off the glass. Good for one.
Her first point of the game.
Sandpoint brings it within nine now. Looking to make it eight. See what they got.
Goes for a second. And it's good.
It counts off the glass. 43-35 now. Sandpoint down by eight. Here's King Cove. The clock's not going. They're going to have to start it, and they do. It's a little late. Jalea gets it up and in. Good for two. 8 seconds left to go. Full court pressure. They've got to find someone. Abby gets a throw in from Nicole. She turns. Fires off.
Oh.
It's going to be
slapped out of her hands by number 25 on the King Cove team, McKenna.
Good job by McKenna playing defense there because that could have definitely gone to the hands of Lila. 0.5 seconds, not really enough time to do anything, but Lindsay's still going to check in here. And Brittany will come in and sit down. She's not at 100%.
The score is 45-35, and that's the end of the third quarter.
She gets the inbound pass, yep. And that was a good job there by both the squads. It stays pretty much right where we were, 10 points between the two teams, just right where we were at the half. Why don't you break down the third quarter?
Oh, for the third quarter, we have Emily Brandel with 3 points, McKenna Gold with six, Zayla Duarte with two, Madison Thompson with five, Nicole Gunnerson with four, and Abigail Voss with two.
Good quarter there. It's fast-paced action, and without Justina Parami, Sandpoint definitely handicapped, but they're still hanging in there, doing a good job, bringing the pressure. They're going to be playing again tomorrow here at noon. So Marissa and I will be here to bring you that coverage tomorrow. And then also at 10:30 tomorrow, we'll have the boys squaring off. And they will also be here tonight at 7:30, immediately following this game. So 27 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Sandpoint. Going to be going over there to King Cove. It's getting towards the end of the season, that time of the year. Basketball season is always a very heavy time for us at the radio station, and we thank you so much for tuning in. We'd like to ask you to please, if you're not a member of KSCP, please become a member today, tomorrow, anytime. It's always a good time to become a member of KSCP. Go to our website. Click the Help Us button. Become a member today with a donation of any amount. Oh, the ball's almost stolen by Emily Brandel off the throw-in for the fourth quarter, and this time it is stolen. That was Duarte. Gets the steal, and Lila trying to keep up with her and tries to poke it out while she's going backwards. She's going to contact there. That'll be a foul against Lila. Good job there trying to play defense. She's running backwards. and then trying to steal the ball. I can't even chew gum and walk. Inbound pass going to go out of bounds. There was no rookie there to grab onto it, so there we go. It'll be back in the hands of Sam Point. And sitting down, Emily Voss going to sit down, and Nicole Gunnarsson is going to come back in. Madison is going to come back in. So it's Abby, Lila, Nicole, Madison, and Lindsay Dushkin on the floor right now for Sandpoint for King Cove. I see Sadie Newton, Jalea Duarte, also McKenna Gould, Elena Mack, and Emily Brandle. So here we go. Underway here now. The score is 45-35. King Cove up by 10. Elena Mack with the ball. She finds McKenna on the right-hand side. Good cut off the pass there. Back to Elena, who is running down the post, but she can't quite get a chance, so she sends it back outside, and Sandpoint's going to Kinko's going to reset their offense. Shot fired by Sadie. It goes over the top of the rim. Rebound by Nicole Gunnarsson.
She brings it down the court. Passes it to number 45, Abigail. Abigail passes it to Lila. She's setting up her team, looking for some help. Passes to Nicole. She misses it. Kinko steals it. Jayla Duarte goes in, gets a two.
Completes the steal and puts it in for two, coast to coast. Good job by Jalea. She just saw that pass coming a mile away, and that's been the story of the night here for King Cove. Defensive steals have been the X factor for King Cove here. 47-35 is the score. 6:40 left to go here in the game. Nicole doing a little shake and bake, trying to get past Jalea, but Jalea is sticking to her like glue. She'll pass it over to Abby. Abby now at the top of the post, pulls up her dribble. Oh, the ball is stolen again. Elena Mack wanted a piece of the action this time, and the ball goes out of bounds as Sandpoint was hustling trying to get possession again, but they'll touch it last, and that will be a throw-in. Here we go. King Cove with the ball. Lila deflects it out of McKenna's hands. Rebound, though, the deflection goes into the hands of Elena. Oh, long pass goes over the top of Emily Brandle, and Lila runs it down. So Sandpoint's going to have the ball here. They're down by 12.
Passes to Nicole. Nicole's dribbling in for a team. Passes it back to Lila. It goes right over. Elena steals the ball, runs it down. Jayla's got it, and she runs it in. Misses the rebound. Now we have McKenna. Passes it to number 14. It gets good for three.
Good job there by Emily Brandle getting that three. It's going to make it 50-35 now as King Cove extends their lead to 15. And that'll be a full timeout called now by Coach Emil Mobeck. He's done a great job with these ladies. You know, he's created quite a program out there. Nate Julian founded the girls team, but there was no girls team before Nate Julian started back up about five, six years ago, something like that.
Back when I was in school, yeah.
You were still in school? Isn't that crazy? So they started back up again. Nate did a great job building the program, and Amel's taking it kind of to the next level. And that's really built out the back of dedication from people like Dantessa, Madison, Justina, all these girls who have just kept it going. And now we're seeing Madison and Dantessa graduate. They played for 5 years. They were eighth graders because the program was so sparse on players, eighth graders who play. Underway again here. Dantessa with the ball. She's down 15 points, but she's never going to give up. It doesn't matter if the game's over. She's still going to be trying to get points back.
Passes it to Brittany. Brittany tries to run it in. There was a foul.
Contact there. I think it's going to be against number 35, Jalea Duarte. Third team foul for King Cove. Only two fouls for Sandpoint. Inbound pass now goes to Nicole, but she's got Jalea all over her. As she tries to pass back to Brittany Gardner, it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Emily Brandle. So another throw-in on the sideline here.
Brittany passes it to Dantessa. Dantessa drives it in. And it's good for two.
Beautiful job there, driving it up into the paint and putting it in. Sandpoint now down by 13.
Dantessa now has 4 points for the game.
Good job, Dantessa. Shot up there by Emily Brandle is going to go bounce off the top of the rim, and as they fight for the rebound, it's going to go out of the hands of Sandpoint. 5:15 left here in the game. Inbound pass leaves Elena open for three. No good. Emily almost loses the rebound, but she gets it back. Finds Brittany, who's going to drive real fast. Gets past the layup.
Good for two. Good job, Brittany.
Fast layup there, man. She got past the layup on the quick. Sandpoint trying to get back into this game. They're still down by 11. Here's McKenna Gold with the ball. She takes it up to the top of the three-point line. King Cove wants to burn down the clock, but they'll fire off a shot. Emily Brandle off to the left. No good. Rebound to Jalea. Her attempt at underneath the basket's no good, and here comes Sam Point back with the ball. Brittany Gardner. Oh, the ball is stolen, though, by Elena Mack. Brittany was trying to cut across, and Elena gets it, steals it, and finishes the job. Good for two. 52-39 now is the score.
Elena now has 15 points.
And Emily Brandel gets a call there, contact off the full court press, and that's the thing about, I think we were fourth foul. Emily Brandel's fourth. Let's see what it says here. Now, it says two, but I swear last time it was three, so what do I know, though? All right, throw in now going to Dantessa. She gets a good screen by Brittany. Trying to pick and roll. Brittany does. She cuts in, gets over to the perimeter, but Emily Brandel all over her, so she'll kick it back over to Dantessa. Danny drives in, blocking Christine Eichle. Dantessa's trying to move into the lane there, turns a corner, and Christine trying to keep up, but just can't quite do it. Fifth team foul there for King Cove now. They're trying to get Sam Point in bonus. Elena almost steals the ball, but Lila keeps her dribble. Pass it now over to Dantessa. 4 minutes to go here. Sam Point's down by 13. Danny looking for Brittany Gardner. Brittany now trying to get past Emily. She turns into the lane. Two players in between her, though, in the basket. It's going to be hard to get past them, so she dribbles and bounces off the foot of Jalea.
King Cove's ball. Elena drives it in, passes it to McKenna, who throws it back to Elena. And that's Emily Brandel drives it in. Not good. Rebound by Sandpoint. Nicole takes the ball, passes it to Lila. Oh, Joy, Jayla takes it back. McKenna has it, puts it up. No good.
That's a foul there. As Elena was trying to hook it in from the paint, Nicole puts on some contact, and I think that's going to be probably... I'm not even going to guess how many fouls she has because I was so wrong with Brittany, or with Emily, sorry. Second foul off Nicole. Sending McKenna to the line for two. McKenna will fire it off real quick. No good. Score remains 52-39, King Cove's lead. Substitution as Monica comes in and Christine Eichle will sit down. 3:42 left to go in the game. Don't forget, coming up next, Sam Point and King Cove over in King Cove. The boys squaring off.
It's good for one.
53 now to 39. And here's Dantessa with the ball for Sam Point. Looking to get some points on the board. They're running out of time.
Passes to Nicole. Nicole's on the outside. Passes it back to Dantessa on the inside. Throws it up. Good for two.
Dantessa coming alive here a little late in the game. 41 now for Sam Point. They're still trailing by 12. Here's King Cove moving fast on the offense. Lena looking for a chance and for a three. She decides not to go for it. She... pass it down further on the perimeter to McKenna Gould. McKenna back to Elena. Elena's going to take her time, trying to burn down the clock. Good pass, and then a handoff back to Elena. She's looking for the cut into the post. McKenna Gould, standpoint's not coming, though, so they put a defensive body in front of McKenna. She kicks it back outside, where a shot taken by Emily. Oh, and off the rebound from the shot by Emily. It's going to be a foul. Foul, I think, on McKenna. Let's see. Yep, McKenna Gould over the top. Went over the top of Madison Thompson. And that's the third foul for McKenna Gould. So she'll sit down, and will come Christine Eichle. So with less than 3 minutes to go, Sam Point has possession. Get past the full court man. Brittany Gardner drives in over, cross the post pass to Madison. Madison can't quite get a grip on it, though. It's going to go out of bounds, and Dantessa trying to chase it down, touches it last. And King Cove will have the ball again. Fast-paced game here tonight. High energy, good teams. They've been working real hard this season. They've got regionals coming up here really soon, which is going to be awesome, just 2 weeks away. See if either of these ladies can make it off to stand or to state this year. There's a foul right there. Jalea, who's making her way towards the basket, will get fouled and sent to the line for two. Let's see what she can do here. Notice lately that the King Cove girls have been lining up far to the side.
That's good for one.
First attempt there by Jalea is going to go in. She lines up now for her second attempt. Ooh.
And almost, it's good.
Christine had to watch out. That was almost a lane violation off a quick release there by her. Sam Point has Brittany, who gets way past the defense, but, man, she can't quite get it to go in. A little hard off the backboard. King Cove pulls down that rebound. Emily Brandel now keeping around half court, letting her girls know where to go, trying to burn down the clock. Elena for three.
Doesn't make it. Rebound by...
Christine Eichle. She'll pass it back out to Emily, but Emily can't quite do it. So the ball is stolen by Sam Point.
It's good for two by Brittany.
Good job by Brittany there underneath hard pressure. She's going to finish the job. Good for two. All right, ball now in the hands of Sam Kinko. They're going to lose possession, though. Two substitutions. Bethany Brandle checking in now for the rookies. It's the first time I've seen her travel. So Bethany comes in now for King Cove. Good to see her on the court. And what is she this year? Looking to see what her class ranking is. Bethany is a sophomore this year. All right, here we go. Underway. Ball stolen by King Cove, so they're going to have possession again with 2 minutes on the clock. They do put up a shot. No good. And Elena tries to chase down the rebound, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by King Cove. 2 minutes to go. And 30-second timeout called now by Coach Emil Mobeck. Marissa, why don't you tell us how the score has been looking so far in the fourth quarter?
All right. In the fourth quarter, Emily Brandle scored 3, Elena Mack scored 2, McKenna Gold 1, and Jayla Duarte with 3, or 4, my bad. Ventesa has 4 this quarter, and Brittany has 4 this quarter. That's it for Sandpoint.
Well, it's been a good game so far, and we're down to the last couple minutes here, and with a 12-point gap between the two teams, it's going to be a pretty hard bridge for Sandpoint to cross. We'll see if they can do it, but man, it's, you know, even down Justina, it was still a high-intensity, fast-paced game. Lots of fun to watch. All right, so here we go. 1:51 on the clock. Full court press by King Cove. Sandpoint's been able to get past it pretty well.
Nicole throws it to Lila, who rolls the ball and loses it.
That was Bethany.
Oh.
Yep. It's going to be King Cove's ball. Man, good defense here by Bethany, putting on the pressure. King Cove will throw it in out from the sideline. McKenna Gould will have it for the rookies. Looking for the throw into travel. Yep. Jalea tried to turn into the paint, and she was just running too fast for her dribble. So there we go. Sandpoint with possession again. Long thrown this time. Tipped up the fingers of Emily. And Sandpoint will move a little bit further down the sideline as they throw it in. A couple substitutions on the floor now as Madison sits down, and so will Emily Voss and
Brittany.
Oh, Brittany. Sorry, Brittany. Lindsay and Emily will come in. 1:44. Emily gets the ball. Looking for Lindsay. She passed it. Almost stolen by Elena. Good job by Abby, keeping her hands on the ball, though. She'll send it further down to the three-point line now. Good passing by Sandpoint.
Nicole shoots it up, rebounds. Jayla finds it from King Cove, takes it down the court, passes it, and Elena misses. No good.
Good job there on the fast break, but the ball just goes a little too far and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. The ball and throw in now to Bethany Brandle. She's looking for an opportunity. She'll hand off to her sister, Emily. We'll hand it back now to Elena. Elena with the ball. Burn down time. Good pass down the post to Jalea, but man, it doesn't go in, and jump ball there as Jalea and Emily both fight for the rebound. That was a good two-person pass down the post. Emily got it mid-post. She sends it down over to Jalea, but just couldn't quite finish it. So throwing out the rebound, possession for King Cove. The fourth three-point of the night right there for Elena Mack, just going to seal the deal here, 58-43. Full court pressure not letting up by King Cove. They're going to, Sandpoint gets past it this time, though, and a cross over to Nicole. Hesitates, drives into the lane, loses possession, but Emily picks it up and finishes it for her. Good job, Emily Voss. 2 points. 42 seconds left here in the game. King Cove with the possession, and Elena pulls up her dribble, sends it down now. Oh, good job. Elena cuts right into the paint, gets a pass from McKenna Gold as she breaks in towards the basket, but it gets picked up by Sandpoint.
Nicole brings it down, tries to shoot, it goes up, Jayla. Oh.
And there's a foul right there by Nicole. I don't know, that was pretty close to being an intentional foul as Nicole was just all over Jalea's back. And if it's an intentional foul, it's technically kind of a technical. They're not going to call that, though. We're almost done with the game here. 58-45, though, is the score. Sandpoint has possession. Or King Cove has possession, my bad. And Emily's just going to take it back and just try to burn down the clock. Runs a couple circles. Trying to stay away from the players. 11 seconds here. Calling for pressure. Sandpoint stays in it. Bethany fires a shot. Oh, just a little to the right. No good. Jalea gets the rebound. And with 4.3 seconds, Jalea is going to go to the line for 2 points, for a chance for two. And, you know, as we end the game here, they really need to keep the pressure going. Sandpoint was just kind of like not trying to approach the ball and letting King Cove run down the clock. And the crowd was saying, get on there.
Jalea throws it up. It's good for one.
Nothing but net on that one. Score now, 59-45. King Cove up by 14. Trying to finish it with a 15-point lead here. Let's see what they do. Swishes it. 15-point game now. 4.3 seconds. Lila gets a throw in. Sends it down to Lindsay. Just can't quite get a shot off in time. And there you have it. The end of the game score, 60 for King Cove, 45 for Sandpoint. And that's the first of two games. We're going to have one more tomorrow at noon, so don't go anywhere. We're going to have a breakdown here in 1 second by Marissa. Marissa, why don't you give us the final score here?
All right. For King Cove, we have 2 for Monica Yachmanoff. Emily Brandle has 8. Sadie Newton with 3. Elena Mack with 18, the highest scoring of her team. McKenna Gold with 17, and Jayla Duarte with 10. For Sandpoint, we have Denteza Pongolinen with 6. Madison Thompson with 13, Nicole Gunnarsson with 8, Emily Voss with 4, Brittany Gardner with 6, and Lila Gunnarsson with 6, and Abigail Voss with 2.
It was a good game, high energy, but Sandpoint just couldn't quite get there. They're short, Justina, their top player, and so it was a tough game right there, but good job all around. We're going to send it back to you, Virgil. 7:30, we have Sandpoint King Cove squaring off over there in the Cove.